stone, they would call it. Mm-hmm.
And do you ever sharpen your knife on something made out of wood?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if you would or not. And what about, like, did you ever, what kind of tools would you have around?
You mean, to use on the outside? Well, you would have hoes, rakes, pitchfork, shovels, they call shovels. That would be, some call it scoops, you know, like that.
But it'd be the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And did you have something made with one little wheel on the front and two handles?
Wheel bar.
Did you have one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call your buggy anything other than a buggy?
Mm-mm.
Like, what do you call a thing like I'm driving?
You mean a car? Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call a buggy a car?
Not as I know, though. I know.
Well, what do you use to keep things from squeaking back then?
I think that most of the old folks then would use, pour some kerosene on it, I think, or some kind of oil or something like that.
Or some,
did
you ever use grease or something?
Well, you know, mostly I think my father would use what they call coal oil, kerosene, pour a little kerosene on it if it was squeaking like that, because a lot of time that kerosene would cut the rust, you know.
What about your frying pan? How'd you keep food from sticking in it?
Well, not a way that it would use, you know, just like if you're fixing a cook and whatever you're fixing a cook, if it calls for, you know, some kind of grease, you would have to put that grease in there before you put this food in there.
So you say you're going to what the pan?
Grease the pan. Mm-hmm.
And if you did that, like yesterday, you'd say what? I wetted the pan yesterday.
You would, like, if you did that yesterday, you were going to have to wash that pan before you use it today.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what about, now, grease will make your hands do what? Feel how?
Sticky.
Is there another way to say that? Sounds like grease
on it. Oily. A gummy.
Well, if you have grease all over your hands, you say, my hands are still...
Nasty or dirty? Which one would you want?
Would you ever use something like grease? My hands are still Greek.
To clean your hands?
No, if your hands, you know, if you use grease and you stick your hands down in them, your hands are real...
greasy. Mm.
So, do you say that?
What, you mean, did I say that long then? Oh, yeah, you would say that my hands are still greasy. I got to wash my hands or something other like that.
And did you ever light your yard at night? Would you ever have a reason to light your yard at night?
Now, when we was children, you know, the older people, when dark come, they wouldn't allow you out, you know, like that in the yard.
When we was children,
because when night come, you would have to be on the inside the house. Very seldom that you would be allowed to be outside in the dark like that, or with a light in the yard. If we did be out there, it was something that we would have to go out there to try to see about, you know, like that, and take this light with us. Our parents wouldn't allow us to be out playing with a light in the yard at night.
What about if you had did you ever take a bottle or a can or something and put some kerosene in there and a rag in the top of the light?
Make a flambeau, to call it. I've seen those made.
What would you use that for?
Well, now I have seen people have those in the house for light, you know, like that.
Oh, really? You could use that in the house?
Uh-huh. I've seen it, but it makes it, you know, create a lot of smoke in the house. I have seen it now.
But they use it anyway.
Uh-huh.
And what about, how did you keep your teeth clean then?
Well, now I remember when I was a child like that, now our parents would, I don't remember no toothpaste, I'm buying toothpaste. They would have us to use baking soda is to clean our teeth with.
And you didn't have toothbrushes, did you?
Uh-uh.
What did you use?
Sometimes they would have you to get your rag and put on your finger and take that baking soda and scrub your teeth like that.
That would clean.
Uh-huh.